message.
Confidence is a superpower that can radically transform our lives. The journey toward building greater confidence, it's not easy, but the return on the investment is immeasurable. When we are plagued by self-doubt and insecurities, it is like a heavy anchor that weighs us down and prevents us from reaching our full potential. When we effectively overcome our self-doubt, we unleash our inner potential and live a life of fulfillment and purpose. Confidence is not about being flawless and having all of the answers. On the contrary, it is about our ability to believe in ourselves despite our imperfections. Confidence is the belief in our gifts, talents, skills, and our ability to succeed. It is closely intertwined with our self-esteem and our overall sense of self-worth. Childhood experiences, social interactions, and personal achievements, they all influence our level of confidence. Comparing ourselves to other people, setting unrealistic standards, criticism, and failure, these can all chip away at our sense of security. We can bolster our confidence with positive feedback and validation from other people. Now, self-doubt is the antithesis of confidence. Those voices in our heads that incessantly beat the drums of failure, telling us that we will never be good enough, never succeed, those voices can paralyze us, preventing us from taking the risks required to fully pursue our goals. This perpetuates imposter syndrome, which leads us to believe that we are frauds, despite all of the evidence to the contrary. And it can even manifest physically, leading to anxiety, stress, and even depression. It sabotages relationships, career prospects, and any possibilities for a fulfilling life. Building confidence is a gradual process. It requires greater self-awareness, patience, and lots of practice. There are a number of things that we can do to begin to cultivate self-assurance. First, we have to manage those negative voices in our heads. Negative beliefs fuel our self-doubt, so we need to replace that criticism with compassion, affirmations, and reminders of our past achievements, of our strengths, and of our past successes. Second, we need to continually visualize our success by taking the time to meditate daily and envision our success and how good it is going to feel. Once we have achieved our goals, we will boost our confidence and our motivation. Third, it is helpful to break our goals into clear, manageable steps. We've talked about this before. And just continue to focus on our progress instead of our imperfections. We have to also remember to celebrate those small victories along the way. Keeping a success journal that documents our achievements, no matter how small they are, that's incredibly helpful. It's a continual reminder of who we are versus the picture that self-doubt attempts to paint in our heads. Fourth, we have to practice stepping out of our comfort zone. Growth is rarely comfortable, so learning to embrace new challenges, take calculated risks, and learning from failure. It's imperative if we wish to learn and grow stronger. Failure is a part of life, my friends. It should always be viewed as an opportunity for growth. We have to learn to reframe and look at challenges and obstacles as opportunities instead of punishments. And in the process, we should take extreme self-care to nurture our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Regular exercise, eating well, getting enough sleep, and continuing to engage in activities that bring us joy. Self-doubt will continue to rear its ugly head from time to time, but if we continue to effectively navigate our challenges in real time, we can rebuild and maintain our confidence. We have to believe in our success before we can actually achieve it.